Now, David will take you through 5 specific steps for healing an illness. Step 1 is letting go of resisting the sensory experience of it.
So as we sit here now, I'm letting go of resisting feeling my right knee. Before you mentioned it, I wasn't feeling it because I was thinking about what we're talking about. But now when I think about it, I let go of resisting experiencing the right knee, which I was repressing because I didn't want to be annoyed by it. All right, so now I'm experiencing it, okay?
Step 2 is no longer putting names or labels on it.
Uh-oh, I can't call it arthritis anymore. I don't experience arthritis. Arthritis is a word, a diagnosis. You can't experience arthritis. What am I experiencing? Well, if I press in the right knee here, it feels sort of tender. And the front tendon across the front, if I press on that, owie, owie. And if I squeeze it, it's sort of an ow-wow feeling. But you see, you can't feel arthritis. No, what you can feel is a sort of sore knee that's sort of pressure. So that's being honest. The other is a diagnosis. So you can't treat a label. We can't treat arthritis. We can try to help why where I'm feeling right now could be more comfortable. Maybe stop calling it pain. We could call it discomfort. What a lot of people call pain, compared to real pain, is merely a discomfort.
Step 3 is using no words at all. Welcome experiencing what you are experiencing in a very radical way.
So nothing's going on with me right now. My ears are hearing you, but I'm experiencing out my right knee. Nothing's going on with me right now except the right knee.
Step 4 is cancel the thought form and belief system.
I don't have arthritis in the right knee. Arthritis is a diagnosis. I'm only subject to what I hold in mind, so I really don't have arthritis. What I have is an intermittent discomfort and weakness in the right knee. And discomfort and weakness are both diagnoses, too. I can't really call it a weakness. It's a disappointment. I know what I have in my right knee. It's discovered. A disappointment. I want it to be there operating perfectly at all times under all circumstances. And I don't want to be bothered thinking about it. So if it doesn't work so well, I got to think about it. So then I'm annoyed that it's a nuisance. So I got to let go of resisting the fact that life is full of nuisances. And this is just another nuisance.
And step 5 is choose the energy field of love, which heals.
Oh, I got to love my knee? Oh, now I got to love you. Okay. Come here, baby. There you are, sweet knee. I'm going to pat that knee and love it. Give it a hug. And a kiss. I just hugged and kissed my knee. I love my knee. It's a good old knee. It's lasted me all these years. God bless the good old knee. God bless the good old knee. Good old knee. Good old knee. I'll sing you a pretty song to thee. Pretty knee. Pretty knee. It makes anything that happens in the world tolerable. And relatively irrelevant, relatively irrelevant. Although the thing is still there, it's not really bothering me. For instance, we were just outside and took a break and went out, and there was this wonderful dog out there. Oh, just a marvelous dog, spectacular dog. And instantly I fell in love with that dog. I wanted to hug the dog. Now when I'm just overwhelmed with delight at the discovery of this wonderful looking dog and trying to see if it's safe to hug and inviting this dog to come over and let me give you a hug and meet you and get to know you, there was no thought of the knee whatsoever. Never thought of it. All the time we were out, there was no thought of the knee because loving the dog completely eliminated any thought of a painful knee, you see? So love and lovingness. So, or when I'm riding here with people that I love, I never think of the knee. I'm only thinking of them and whether they're getting bored by the ride and whether they want to stop or something on the way. So anything becomes more tolerable if love is present. Love is present makes almost anything tolerable. You can live with anything because it fades into the background and that which is loving in the situation predominates, or what's pleasant and genteel. And I don't mean by love just loving emotion. People think of love as attraction and sexualize it and all that. No, love is a more broad and generic style of awareness and being in the world. For instance, this recording studio I'm in right now, I sort of love the place. it's set up to be exactly what it is for exactly what it's for. It's the fulfillment of its potential to be what it is, which may sound sort of abstract, but like an old tractor that goes and it makes putt, 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 putt sounds. The tractor is doing just what a tractor is supposed to do, and I just love that old tractor as it goes around down the field. Or a horse will do the same thing. You just love the horse clumping down the field.